All right. I'm gonna call this meeting to order. Special Planning Commission hearing and meeting. It's currently 6 p.m., February 24th, 2026, and we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Wilcox.
Steve Grealish here.
Dan Harsh here.
Bradley Farrar here.
Garth Hood here.
Stuart Running here.
Any conflicts of interest to disclose?
No.
All right. Well, before we go into the hearing, I'm going to ask the mayor to come up and give us a little excerpt of what's going on tonight and just give us some details before we move into the hearing.
Good evening, guys. Tonight we have a public hearing on proposed termination of 7 master development agreements due to uncured material defaults identified in the notice of default issued January 13, 2026. These defaults include, without limitation, false representations at execution regarding ownership and authority to enter into the master development agreements, unauthorized transfer of property subject to the master development agreements, and unauthorized assignment of interest governed by the master development agreements, without providing the required notice to the town. Additionally, the town has ongoing and substantial concerns regarding the master developer's financial capability and ability to perform. The town has followed the required notice and meet and confer procedure under such agreements. First off, all 7 of the NDA properties in question had lien holders on these. And these lien holders should have been required to sign the MDAs. 5 of the MDAs were signed by a different LLC than the recorded owner of said properties at the time of signing the MDAs. 2 of the properties were and still currently owned by an LLC that the master developer has no ownership or involvement with. Two of the MDAs have had 100 acres lost and deeded to one of the lien holders. There is also an open criminal investigation regarding the master developer and several alleged Ponzi schemes he has possibly orchestrated. After several meetings with the town attorney regarding these issues, we have determined that these issues violate the terms of the NDAs and are uncurable. I'm sure during the public comments, the master developer's attorney is going to tell you, all of you, that these statements are not true and that this is a violation of Utah law. He will make many threats and utilize many scare tactics tonight. I can assure you all of this has gone through our town attorney, Heath Snow, and he has assured me everything we are doing is within state law. Thank you all for your willingness to serve our town and attending the special planning commission meeting.
Thank you. All right, and before I open up the hearings, I just want to clarify, well, just like always, everyone will get their 3 minutes, come up, state your name, address, and neither me nor any of the Planning Commission members will be taking any questions. It'll just be public comments. So, all right, then I'm going to start with open up the hearing. Item number 1, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Crimson Peaks Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-07. Any comments, Bruce?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Commission, sorry I'm limping. I had a hip replacement a couple weeks ago. If you would do me one indulgence, because I have the under on how long this meeting will take, and all 7 of these are roughly the same, rather than breaking up my presentation, if I could make one presentation, it will be less than 10 minutes, and it will count for all 7 of them, and we could just count that for the record. It would save us all some time, if that's acceptable to you.
That's good.
Thank you very much. First of all, Scott and Landon are here with me from the development team. And I appreciate that. I want to start off with, it was much happier about a year ago. I think it was almost exactly a year ago, within a day or so, that I stood in front of you and talked about all 7 of the master development agreements, and we got your recommendation to the town council to adopt them. Everyone here spoke about, including the mayor and Bradley and many of you, spoke about how good all these projects were, and they were great for the town, and they were wonderful. I'm here to tell you that absolutely nothing has changed about the projects. The projects are still the same good projects that they were for the town a year ago. They're the same good projects that they will be next year, the same good projects that they will be when they are built out. Nothing has changed. You've read my letters, I trust, and I appreciate it. So I'm not going to go into detail about the disputes. The record is fairly clear, and I don't make threats. I simply state what's going to happen. It's not a threat. It's simply a fact. As I may have mentioned a year or so ago, my father was the mayor of a very small town in western Colorado with the same kind of beautiful scenery that you have here. Fruita, to be exact. I don't know if anybody's been there, but he was also the temporary park ranger and the park rangers there. And so I'm familiar with how small towns work, and I'm familiar with the tough decisions that people in small towns have to make. My father taught me a few things, and one of these is that to never start a fight, but if somebody else starts a fight, make sure that you're the one that finishes it. And that's happened for my clients on projects in Tooele that you're certainly familiar with. It's happened to my client in Ogden that had a problem with the local government. It happened to a client of mine in Summit County that had a problem with the local government. And in all of those, we finished that fight. And I'd rather not get into a fight here. I think it doesn't make any sense. It makes more sense to talk about these things. I'm going to be very brief. The mayor made some references. Many of them I don't believe to be true. He specifically mentioned criminal investigations. I don't believe those to be true. Even if they were true, they're non-material. Even if there's other allegations that the mayor's made that are not true, I believe. The mayor's gone out of his way, I believe, improperly to discuss his allegations and the pending notice of default with lenders of the project in an attempt, I believe, to interfere improperly with the continuation of this project and hope that somebody else will do what the town's not going to be able to do. Simply put, we believe that we have a number of defenses to any of the alleged defaults. First of all, the town did its own due diligence or should have done its own due diligence and knew about the signatures. Second, of course, the town accepted monies from parties that were not on the MDA and agreed to accept applications from those parties. The town knew about many of these things when it accepted the benefits of a dedication of a water tank and an easement, which is tied directly to five of these development agreements. So they're all linked. That's the defense of partial performance, and the defense of ratification, the defense of estoppel, the defense of waiver. All of those defenses we have, and we will raise them, as well as a counterclaim for wrongful breach. If the town wins all seven of those, it will have spent several hundred thousand dollars, of which the town's budget doesn't have the money to do, to fight a battle. And in the end, it won't get anything out of it. The town doesn't have any damages from the developer on any of these things. At least I don't think the town has it. There's no attorney's fees clause. So at best, the town is out somewhere south or maybe even north of $500,000 to get rid of projects that the town said a year ago were fine and wonderful projects for the town. On the other hand, and further, none of those breaches that are alleged are material. And many of them, for example, the financial condition breach is a matter of due diligence. And there's nothing in the development agreements that reference the financial condition of any of the master developers as a precondition. As I noted in my letters, the town doesn't seem to understand how development actually works. I was just up on Miles Mark killing some time before I came to this meeting, watching the sun, the amazing views of that. I know what those lots are going to sell for. We all have comps in this area because it's a developing area and people know what lots are worth. It's really a simple matter to finance projects like this. You take dirt, you go to a bank or a private equity or a fund, an investor. You contribute the land to a joint venture or you mortgage the land. You get money. You build roads. You sell lots. You make boatloads of money. You use that money to build your next phase. You use that money to build the phase after that or to build the next project. If the town hadn't wrongfully interfered with the water agreement by trying to demand water rights that are water provisions that are clearly illegal and unconstitutional. West Temple and Crimson would have had their initial phases sold. Those phases would have more than paid for the rest of this project in a kind of a domino effect, which is how all these developments work. I've dealt with more than probably 40,000 houses, and almost all of them are financed at some point, or at least once they get to that stage, the developer's been successful enough that with that financing mechanism, that's how it happens. So in sum, and I will wrap up fairly quickly, I promised it would be less than 10 minutes, and it will be. The town has to win every single one of these development agreements, these suits. If the town loses on any one of these seven, the town will effectively be bankrupt. It will have no assets. And what's going to happen is you're going to wind up paying your lawyers a lot of money. And at some point, we're going to wind up settling it. And when we wind up settling it, it's going to be essentially a reinstatement of the development agreements that are here. And we'll move forward because we've cured or can cure all of the defaults, even if they were material, which they aren't. So once we finish this, the same project is going to be here. It makes more sense, and I hope and I trust that in a closed meeting, your town council, Mr. Snow, who's a fine lawyer, will tell the town that they should mediate and discuss this and try to resolve it like big boys and girls, rather than go to war over something that doesn't make any sense to anyone. I'm happy to take any questions. I believe the letter specified everything we were going to say. And with that, I'm sure that that Bradley will be able to wrap this up by 6:30 so that I'll win my under bet. I will try to be present by video tomorrow for the town council meeting, at which point I'm going to repeat almost the exact words that I said today because I'm going to take these notes with me. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. But I know that given prior experience and the way Bradley runs meetings very tightly, there's zero chance that you're going to have any questions for me. But if there are, I'm always happy to take them. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else like to make
part of my limb? I'm 3 weeks out of hip surgery.
Anyone else like to make any comments? Does anyone online want to make any comments? No one online, Jenna? No hands raised?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. My name is Todd Anderson. I'm an attorney. I represent A&E Development. My client is in another room. I just want to make sure he understands procedurally. If he wants to talk, this is the time that he needs to talk. If he has any comments.
Correct. Yes. Now is the time for comments. We'll have more hearings for additional items, and you could talk during those times as well.
Okay. So if you want to unmute.
I believe the item in question is item number 3. Which we don't want to be premature on that one, but.
Okay. All right, then I'm gonna close the hearing at item number 1, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Crimson Peaks Master Development Agreement, terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-07. Open up a hearing item number 2, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the West Temple Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-08. Any comments? Anyone online? All right. I will close the hearing item number 2, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the West Temple Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-08. Open up a hearing on item number 3, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Gooseberry Preserve at Zion Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-09. Any comments? Would you guys like to say anything online?
Sorry, we were on item seven. We misread the gooseberry items. So sorry about that.
Okay, thank you. I will close the hearing on item number three, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Gooseberry Preserve as Zion Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-09. Open up the hearing on item number four, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Miles Mark Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-10. Any comments, anyone online? I will close the hearing on item number four, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Miles Mark Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-10. Open up the hearing on item number five, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Redstone at Canaan Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-11. Any comments, anyone online? I will close the hearing on item number five, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Redstone at Canaan Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-11, and open up the hearing on item number six, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Solstice Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-12. Any comments, anyone online? I will close the hearing on item number six, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Solstice Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-12, and open up a hearing on item number seven, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Gooseberry Springs Ranch Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-13. Any comments? Would you like to talk online?
Yes. So my name is Elin LeBaron. I am the owner of A&E Development. I am the owner of the 740 acres of land. I have authorized Travis to negotiate these zone changes and so on for me. But I was not notified of any of these breaches. I was unaware of them. I am financially strong. I am stable. I'm not behind on any of my bills anywhere that I'm aware of. I have the means to move these projects forward. I have the intention to move all this forward. And so I'm asking for a continuance so that I can connect with the right people and make sure that we do things properly to address the town's concerns and continue as planned. Deviation from this would be financially devastating. There's no problem or difficulty on my mind in my position addressing the financial implications of these projects. And so anyway, at least with the properties I'm involved in, I just don't see a reason to not move forward.
My phone number has to contact me tomorrow.
Elin, the mayor would like you to contact him tomorrow with his phone through his phone number.
Okay. Can I get that phone number?
Yeah. You ready for it?
Yes.
It's 951-897-6706.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Is there any other comments on that item? I will close the hearing on item number seven, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Gooseberry Springs Ranch Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, Resolution R 2026-13, and open up a hearing on item number 8, consideration and possible adoption of an ordinance repealing ordinance O-2025-17 and restoring the prior zoning classification for certain property previously rezoned from OST, open space transition, to RE1, rural estates 1 acre, ordinance O-2026-06. Any comments, anyone online?
Excuse me.
We'll take the people in the meeting and then we'll come to you online next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the exact same reasons that we think that the master development agreements would not be properly terminated, we believe that the attempt to downzone those properties would constitute a taking of vested rights, which would expose the town to the exact same damages that termination of the development agreements would charge. They're inextricably linked, and the zoning goes with the vested rights of the development agreements. But you've heard the statements on everything else. Same reasoning, same arguments. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, does anyone want to make any comments online?
Yeah, same comments on these as well as my prior comments stand for these items.
Okay, thank you, Elon. All right, any other comments? I will close the hearing on item number 8. Consideration and possible adoption of an ordinance repealing ordinance O-2025-17 and restoring the prior zoning classification for certain property previously rezoned from OST, open space transition, to RE1, rural estates 1 acre, ordinance O-2026-06, and we'll now move into discussion of possible action items with item number 9, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Crimson Peaks Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution R-2026-07. Any questions or comments you guys have?
You open up on item 2?
Yeah, I opened up the hearing for all of them.
Yeah. Bradley, can I point out, you're just making a recommendation to the town council.
That's correct. Any questions, comments?
No. Pretty self-explanatory.
Then I will make a motion that we recommend approval to the town council for adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Crimson Peaks Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-07.
Second.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. On to item number 10, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the West Temple Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-08. Got any questions, comments, concerns? You want to make a motion?
No, I'll second.
First, we got to make a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Yeah, we'll make a motion to the council consideration for possible adoption of resolution R-2026-08 declaring defaults uncured under the West Temple Master Development Agreement. Terminating said agreement to council.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 11, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Gooseberry Preserve at Zion Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-09. All right. Do you guys want to have any questions?
No.
Then I make a motion. We recommend approval to town council for the adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Gooseberry Preserve as Zion Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-09.
No second.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 12, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Miles Mark Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number resolution number R-2026-10. Anyone want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we recommend adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Miles Mark Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-1.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 13, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Redstone and Canaan Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-11. Anyone want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we recommend adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Redstone at Canaan Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-11.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 14, consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Solstice Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-12. I will make a motion that we recommend to Town Council adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Solstice Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-12.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 15. Consideration and possible adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Gooseberry Springs Ranch Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-13. Anyone want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we recommend adoption of a resolution declaring uncured defaults under the Gooseberry Springs Ranch Master Development Agreement and terminating the agreement, resolution number R-2026-13.
Second.
Motion is second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Do remain second. All right. Item number 16, consideration and possible adoption of an ordinance repealing ordinance O-2025-17 and restoring the prior zoning classification for certain property previously rezoned from OST, open space transition, to RE1, Rural Estates 1 Acre, ordinance number O-2026-06. We'll tackle that one.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we recommend adoption of an ordinance repealing ordinance 0-202517 and restoring the prior zoning classification for certain property previously rezoned from OST, open space transition, to RE1, Rural Estates 1 Acre, ordinance number O-2026-06.
Second.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. You want to make a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.